Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 358 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 18. I am now connected with Judge Girardian's court. I was at the station house Saturday night, April 26th, and went to the National Pencil Company's place of business. It was between 5 and 5:30 that I heard Mr. Starnes have a conversation over the phone. I heard him say, "If you will come, I will send an automobile after you." It took us 5 or 6 minutes to get out to Mr. Frank's residence at 68 E. Georgia Avenue. Mr. Black was with me. Mrs. Frank opened the door. She wore a heavy bathrobe. Mr. Black asked if Mr. Frank was in. Mr. Frank stepped into the hall through the curtain. He was dressed for the street with the exception of his collar, tie, coat, and hat. He had on no vest. Mr. Frank asked Mr. Black if anything had happened at the factory. Mr. Black didn't answer. He asked me had anything happened at the factory. I didn't answer. Mr. Frank said, "Did the night watchman call up and report anything to you?" Mr. Black said, "Mr. Frank, you had better get your clothes on and let us go to the factory and see what has happened." Mr. Frank said that he thought he dreamt about hearing the telephone ring. Mr. Black said something about whiskey to Mrs. Frank in Mr. Frank's presence. Mrs. Frank said Mr. Frank hadn't had any breakfast and would we allow him to get breakfast? I told Mr. Black that I was hungry myself. Mr. Frank said, "Let me have a cup of coffee." Mr. Black, in a kind of side way, said, "I think a drink of whiskey would do him good," and Mrs. Frank made the remark that she didn't think there was any whiskey in the house. Mr. Frank seemed to be extremely nervous. His questions were jumpy. I never heard him speak in my life until that morning. His voice was a refined voice. It was not coarse. He was rubbing his hands when...